A 6.4 earthquake rattled a wide swath of California yesterday. It was the strongest tremor to hit the region in 20 years. The quake struck at 10:33 in the morning. It was centered about 125 miles north of Los Angeles, near the desert community of Ridgecrest in Kern County. In response to the tremor, Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency. Here's how it felt to Christian Whitmer, who works in a Ridgecrest sandwich shop.
Yeah, dude, we were like cooking the sandwiches, you know? And then the ground just started moving, stuff started falling. It's like you're riding a wave. It was gnarly.
No deaths or major injuries are reported near the epicenter, but the tremor did cause light damage. In a press conference at Caltech a few hours later, geophysicist Robert Graves noted the number of aftershocks that took place after the main quake.
Up to this point, we have 9 that are greater than magnitude 4, and over 40 between magnitude 3 and magnitude 4. This is actually what's been expected.
But let's get close to where the quake hit. KVCR's Benjamin Perper got to Ridgecrest shortly after the shaking stopped.
I'm standing outside City Hall in Ridgecrest, a community of about 28,000, about 100 miles northeast of LA. It's just a few miles from the epicenter of the Searles Valley quake. Officials from the city and Kern County Fire Department held a press conference where they said there were no major injuries that they know of, and that most of the issues had to do with water and gas leaks. Here's Kern County Fire Battalion Chief Jason Schillinger.
Well, with an earthquake, obviously shaking of the ground, that's where our gas and water, you know, that's where the pipes are. So with the utility companies, it's important for us to either get that shut off or to mitigate that hazard, especially the gas.
Ridgecrest Regional Hospital was evacuated, and officials said some patients were transported to area hospitals. They told people to be ready for aftershocks. When I was driving, I felt an aftershock on my way to City Hall. I was stopped in my car and felt rolling and shaking, which is something like how Susanna Ramirez described what it felt like to her when the quake hit.
It was, at first it was traumatizing for me because I barely woke up, and then I just kind of ran out of the house.
Officials told people to stay prepared and to check on their neighbors. For the California Report, I'm Benjamin Perper in Ridgecrest.